Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on a Monday here. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exterior, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Pierce Fine Jewelry, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and we're online all the time, too, at HoosierLandTV.com for our telecast. I'm Kevin Keith. We got Melissa Miller in the studio, and also in the studio is Stephanie Cooper, who's the Clinton County Family YMCA CEO. Stephanie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We usually talk to you on the phone, but it's good to see your bright, smiling face this morning.
Likewise.
And we've been talking about it for a couple days. We've got an exclusive chance to talk this morning with you, and there's a big announcement for the Y. So I say without further ado, what's the big announcement?
Thank you. So I'm really, really excited. This is something we've been working on for a long time. I'm excited to squash some of the rumors that have been going out there. But we have decided beginning January 1st, 2023, that the Clinton County Family YMCA will become the CORE Community Center. So CORE is going to stand for Child Care, Outreach, Recreation, and Education. We just felt that after 30 years of partnership with the YMCA organization that it's in our best interest to step away from that charter. It'll allow us to move forward as a standalone organization. We can keep offering the same services that we offer now. The rates won't change. What our members are going to see is just a new branding, a new logo, but same great services, same great people, and same programs.
Wow. Well, this is a big deal then.
It is a big deal, and it's been so hard to keep it under wraps. Yeah,
I believe that. CORE Community Center.
Yeah.
Are there other CORE Community Centers throughout the area, or did we come up with this acronym
with this ourselves. The board and myself have spent a lot of months looking at what do we want to be known as, what do we want to fill our legacy here in the county, you know, and for us, we want to be the CORE. We do want to be the place that everybody can come. They can play sports. They can fellowship. They have active older adults program. We have family, child care. We want to remain a pillar in this community and offer those things that reach the entire demographic, not just one or two.
You know, it seems like ever since I've been here, which is going to be 7 years this February, I've been having people come up to me, and again, without prompting, asking about, you know, the why, and how come the why isn't what it used to be, you know, it's former days of glory, and we just couldn't get there with the limitations, I guess, with the why.
We couldn't.
Because you have a charter, and you have to do things that they want you to do. You have to work within those guidelines.
You know, and for a community center of our size, what we weighed were the financial repercussions of being a YMCA. It's a deep financial burden. I think a lot of people misunderstand maybe what goes involved with that. But we were asked the other day, what do we do with the money that the YMCA gives us? We don't get any money from the YMCA, So, you know, we are, 100%, it's membership programs, you know, grant writing. You know, in retrospect, we pay the YMCA to let us use their name.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
you can be a member of
the charter. We've got an aging building. We've got a troublesome pool. We've had a lot of transition in leadership. And so, you know, these are some difficult things we've had to deal with. And the one thing that kind of stood out this year was we have to do something drastic. We have to do something big and scary. Mm-hmm. We have to make a change, or we may not have been here this time next year. And that is the reality, that at one point there was a fear that we were going to have to close our doors.
I've heard that. I've heard that in the community.
This time last year, the YMCA was not very happy with the way things were going financially for us. We just don't compare to some of these other YMCAs. You know, you look at revenue, we're a blip on the radar for them. So, you know, they were really pushing hard for us to consider the thought of closing our doors. And that was something that I came in at a time where I think a fire was lit underneath of our board and our community. And we all kind of realize that we need this community center. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily need a YMCA, but we do need the place to continue coming, spending time, getting well, learning how, you know, to do these things that, you know, the Y did help us get to. But now we would like to really take that a little bit further.
So I want to ask you a couple questions in regard to this. If I have a family membership right now that we paid good money for, you know, $765 or something like that. Does that still, are you still going to honor that?
Absolutely. So all of our memberships are going to stay the same.
Okay.
So the big question was, you know, nationwide members. So if you are a member at the Lafayette and you use us as a reciprocal, we are going to continue to honor those members.
Okay.
Out of a reciprocity clause, you know, we don't want to turn anybody away. Mm-hmm. What we can't guarantee is that if they are a Frankfort YMCA member and they go to Lafayette, Lafayette is likely not going to honor that.
Right.
You know, it would be our hope that they choose to continue to stay with us. But we will, for all of our members, their membership is not going to change. What they will see is at the beginning of the year when they come back in, they're going to get a new key card.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get a new key card. Services will stay the same. None of our leadership is changing. We've just got a really good thing going on right now, and we want to build on that.
That's awesome. What about the Silver Sneakers program?
It's staying.
Oh,
it's
great.
Staying. So, you know, Silver Sneakers is a nationwide program.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great is because this is literally just a name change for us with the state of Indiana from a tax purpose, from a 501c3 nonprofit. Nothing is changing. So we just have to tell Silver Sneakers, hey, we changed our name.
Okay.
So
it's,
you know,
that easy, huh?
It really isn't. And I will say that was the first question one of our board members, and I adore him and his wife, Joe and Joy Hogan-Hold. They have been members of the Y. They have been on the board. They are just amazing people. And he's like, well, what about my Silver Sneakers?
Exactly.
Active older adults are one of the highest.
Yeah.
They are one of our highest demographics of members. We are not letting them go.
Yeah. That's good, because Larry and I are, like I said, I told you, I'm 61. I'm going to be 62. And Larry hits 65 this year, and we've been talking about it because we're beginning to transition into maybe retirement. This year, maybe.
Wow.
Larry.
That's news
Larry.
To me.
Okay, I was going to say,
We'll see. No. You know,
want a job, Stephanie?
I won't retire. I won't retire from this place.
Let you know when I have some free time.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you mean. But, you know, we're talking about, we're making some transitions. We're changing some things. And he was laid up for 6 months.
Oh,
almost
goodness.
6 months with a torn, he ripped his
knee.
He ripped his tendon.
Oh,
he ripped the quadricep tendon.
No.
Yeah, so we were just talking about.
I'm struggling with just the meniscus.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about, he just got released by his therapist and all that stuff. And we were talking about, you're released, but you cannot do what you need to do to keep the strengthening and everything.
He's got to go get in that
farm.
Pool. We got water aerobics and water
exactly.
mobility.
And that's exactly what his therapist told him, too.
Yeah.
So that's what we were.
Yeah, it's great for your joints.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. So.
We have our water angels, and I love those ladies. They're so great. Sulan still has her active older adults, and they call themselves the water angels in the morning. But we do have men in the class, too. You just probably don't hear about it as much. But water aerobics specifically is great, but mobility for anyone that's been laid up from an injury or they just have weak knees or weak ankles or hips, you got to get in that water. It's not the warmest, but you can't get a good workout in. So
Stephanie, with the board of directors, was this a unanimous decision? Was everybody on board?
It was.
Okay.
It was. Like I said, this has been in the works. I was brought on as CEO back in March. This was something that last year was an option of, hey, what does this look like for us instead of closing our doors? Definitely, obviously not a decision we took lightly. So we've spent a year really discussing the ins and outs, the pros, the cons. We've addressed it from a legal standpoint. Our attorney's been helping us rewrite the bylaws and, you know, handbooks and all sorts of things. So I was excited in August when I posed the vote that we dissolve the charter and become a standalone community center, that I got full support of my board.
Yeah, well, and like you and I talked about earlier, it's going to open so many doors for you to be able to apply for grants that maybe you weren't able to apply to before because exactly. you were a member yeah. of a chartered organization.
Yeah.
So
it's hard. You know, the YMCA does offer a lot of benefits if you've got the revenue coming in to support it. And like I said, you know, the YMCA organization as a whole, they're really looking at those, you know, $10 million YMCAs. And we're nowhere near that. You know, here in Clinton County, we are not a $10 million YMCA.
Yeah, so we're not L.A.
We are not L.A. We're not even Lafayette.
Yeah.
You know, and so the problem is that, you know, we're a tiny little fish in a big old sea. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to keep up with the rules, the regulations, the cost of things to be a YMCA. You know, so if we can create some sustainability in dissolving that charter and saving that, you know, those funds, putting them back into our operations and our programs, we just felt that it was our due diligence to do that.
Can we take a break and you stick around for another 7 minutes or so?
Sure can.
Okay. We'll be right back with more from Stephanie Cooper next on Wylo's Party Line.
Okay, let's face it. Who among us doesn't realize the importance of money?
We all do. At Virk's Fine Jewelry, we will help you save the most money on your purchase of fine jewelry.
It doesn't matter who's having the biggest sale in town. We'll still beat it with our everyday pricing.
Search the internet until 3 a.m. and we'll still be less.
You can take a trip to New York City or the islands. You may get a great tan, but you're not going to find a better deal.
At Virk's Fine Jewelry, we take price seriously and won't be undersold.
Virk's also realizes that price isn't everything, and that's why you will also find the area's largest selection of fine jewelry.
And at Virk's, we make it even better. If it snows 5 inches or more on New Year's Day, any jewelry purchased between Thanksgiving and Christmas will be free.
$20 to $20,000. You keep the jewelry, and you get all your money back.
And that's a deal that would make even Santa blush.
Virk's Fine Jewelry, Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Shop smart, shop Virk's. Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for 11 in Michigan Town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
The Ramsey Show.
I'm the only one in the position to buy a house.
Because they wanted to stay in the family that badly?
Yes, sir.
So what happens if you get married and your new wife doesn't want it and you sell it?
I thought about that, and that is an issue. They're very emotional.
Man, there's crazy in every family, and it takes all kinds of different forms. Be careful. And I'm not saying your mama's crazy. I didn't call your mama crazy. Don't get mad at me.
Well.
But I said it could be. It could be the aunt, but somebody in that pile is going to cause a mess.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO. The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Let's thank our sponsors. We got BooneCountyDailyNews.com along with Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Compass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals. Save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. I got Melissa Miller in the studio here with me. And also joining us is Stephanie Cooper. She's the, what do we call it now, Stephanie, CEO still?
We're going to transition more to an executive director position.
Okay, okay.
Makes a little bit more sense for an organization of our size. So I'll be moving forward at the beginning of the year as our executive director.
Executive director for CORE, which is Child Care Outreach Recreation Education. And that's what the acronym stands for there. So what are we looking for? I guess there's press releases going out today. You guys going to do one, a ribbon cutting after the first of the year?
Yeah, so a press release should actually be out now. That was scheduled to go out while we were chatting. Our members were going to get emails. Social media was going to blow up. Some of our stakeholders, y'all should be checking your emails and seeing something from myself as well, inviting you to a town hall here in a couple weeks. Something that I want to kind of remind our members and our community is, you know, this was a really serious decision we made, but our mission has not changed. We are still going to be a Christian-based organization. We are going to continue to offer those programs, those resources, all of our services guided on the same Christian principles that we adopted 30 years ago. Okay. I think it's really important for them to know that we've changed our values a little bit to be a little bit more up to date with what we're doing now with, you know, faith and community being two of those core values, and then moving forward with partnerships and sustainability, that we're just trying to make really good, smart choices now.
Very good. Gosh, I have so many questions. We could probably sit here for another half hour. I guess one thing I wanted to know, is there one or two or three things that you could tell us that are going to be beneficial for you now that you're not affiliated with the Y because of their restrictions or limitations?
Yeah. So first and foremost, it's a financial burden, you know, so that's the number one thing I can say from my perspective walking in was, if we're looking at a failing financial organization, the first thing we have to do is figure out where we're failing at. Yeah. And it was money. We had to change the way we had money coming in and the way we had money going out. So we will not have the financial burden of charter fees and the excessive regulations that come with that, dues that we pay. So there's that operationally. There's a lot of restrictions to what we can and can't offer as a YMCA.
Yeah.
Fitness instructors is the main thing. I can't bring in most of your typical fitness instructors.
Wow.
Because it has to be a YMCA branded fitness class.
Okay.
You know, so now we're going to open this back up, and, you know, fitness instructors may not have to come and do, you know, three times a week YMCA taught and trained classes.
Right.
They worked really hard to get those certifications. I want to be able to honor those certifications in the community center.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, yeah. And so for me, you know, the biggest change that I see is the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Our culture has drastically shifted. When I ask my staff now, why do we do this? Why are we doing this? It's because this is what we believe in, this is what we believe to be best for our community. When I asked my staff a year ago, you know, almost back in October when I was on the board, why do we do things this way? Well, that's the way the YMCA told us to do it.
Right, right.
So they're learning. They're growing. We're meeting our community. We're seeing that their needs have changed in the last 30 years, and we want to change with them.
Well, you're the right person for it, Steph. I don't know what else to say. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's really exciting.
So how did you break the news to the Y National Charter organization? Did they like beg you? And
no, we haven't officially done that yet.
Oh,
so
okay.
You know, there were things that needed to be done. One, the rumors were starting to get out there that something was going on. People noticed things were changing in the Y. Our color schemes were changing. Our, you know, our branding, things were starting to look a little different. So we knew we wanted
to
get out there.
Yeah.
We needed to be in front of this. We wanted to be the ones to tell them, yes, we are making a big change and it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the good part of it is once we notify the YMCA, we've got a little bit of a grace period. We've done a lot of our due diligence in the background preparing to unbrand, to rebrand. So it's really one of those, like, it's a formality. It's an email form that says, hey, we're dissolving our charter. Thank you, but we're done.
They may say good luck.
They may say awesome, good riddance. You know, we finished up our audit this week, you know, so that was part of it is we wanted to get our 2021 audit finished. We needed to fulfill that to stay in good standing so they wouldn't penalize us. You know, there was that. We've had our licensing and our child care. We just had a state visit for that, which went amazing.
Great.
That is something, you know, over the last year, I know we've talked about our child care needing some major help. We revamped it. We've got great teachers in there. We've got great supplies and curriculum. And we aced our state licensing exam this year.
So it's just a lot's been going on.
So we wanted to get these things in the clear so we can truly say, look, this is something we've been working on in the background, and some of these things were pillars to that. These changes we were making were vital.
Wow, that is so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for thinking of Wylo when you made the announcement, and congratulations. And I guess we're still going to see you a couple times a month here, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll still be around. All right. I'm not going anywhere.
Very good.
Unless they run me out of town.
Well, we'll find out together.
I know that this was the big thing, but is there anything before we send you out packing? Is there anything else that you want to bring up that's ongoing that you need to talk about?
Yes, we do still have kids on the Giving Tree. So we had an overwhelming response of children that needed financial assistance this year for Christmas. So I encourage everybody to stop by the YMCA and grab an angel off of the tree. We also still have Adopt a Staff Member, which I have been so excited.
Yeah, my
staff
members,
it's going so well. People are adopting them. They're coming up, and mostly they're just drawing a name and getting surprised.
That's
and so
cool.
There's still a few of us left because we do have over 50 employees now.
Gosh.
And then always, as always, you know, youth sports are still going. Basketball registration is open. We've got Parents Night Out coming up. It's just still a busy time at the Y.
Yeah, things won't slow down, will they?
I don't think they'll ever slow down, but it's okay. It's okay.
If you do it right, you stay busy all the time.
You really do.
That's for sure.
It really is a full-time job just to be there.
Well, congratulations again, Stephanie.
And, thank you.
We'll look forward to hearing more big things from, I'm going to start calling it the Core, and I need to get in the habit now.
We'll get it out there now.
Exactly.
All right. Well, have a good day then. Thank you, Kevin. All right. And thanks for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, too, who include ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Brett Caps, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Ivy Tech Community College, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, and BoonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be back tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of Party Line at 8:30. Have a great day from Wylo.